What's up, everybody? Welcome into this edition of War Chant TV live here on YouTube. I'm Aslan Hutchavandy, Director of Digital Media for WarChant.com. That over there is Michael Langston, Recruiting Analyst for WarChant.com and Rivals.com. Hit the thumbs up button on the screen. Subscribe. That's also the lower right corner next to Michael. Michael, it's Miami week, man. You earn your dollars every single day on the job, but this week you're a little bit busier than usual, it feels like.
Yeah, it's been a crazy 24 hours, certainly. By the way, guys, hit the like button for us to keep promoting this, because I don't even know if we'll be able to get everything in that we want to get in. There's so much stuff going on. Go check out the official visitor list, the visitor list overall on warchant.com on the Premier Recruiting Board. It's massive. We added three big visitors that are coming just today alone. There's going to be 7 official visitors. A lot of top guys there. I've had to change my preview like 5 times, Aslan, before, and it hasn't even gone up yet. So that kind of tells you the kind of day it's going. There's some serious talent coming to FSU this weekend, and a lot of a big opportunity for FSU to really make a strong impact. It just amazes me, you know, a team that's 3-6, the way they can generate kids to come and buy into this vision that they're doing. You can tell that kids are really seeing that where this thing is going, even though despite their record, but going to be a massive weekend, to say the least, at FSU this weekend.
How surprised are you, Michael, that these names keep floating in? They keep gaining ground. They keep making top fours, top threes for these guys, despite the record.
I think it's surprising, especially when you look at the additions I did today. These are three guys that they weren't expected to be here this weekend. You know, we'll get into those guys, you know, shortly, but they're very surprising when you consider, yeah, there's relationships there with FSU, but still, to get them to come in, well, let's not act like Miami is like the greatest thing since sliced bread. They're not a great team either. I mean, they're 5-4. They haven't had a great season. Obviously, they've kicked it in the last 3 weeks and played really good football. But to get kids in for this type of game is a big deal. And certainly, if you plan on going to that FSU game, you're a fan, I mean, they're going to need you as much as possible for the crowd to get out there. So, you know, if you want to help FSU, you need to get out there and do your part and really push these guys to the finish line or whatever it takes. Certainly, it's a big, exciting weekend. And, this list is incredible. It's much better than that. Yeah, I mean, their vision. You know, we started today, it was 4 official visitors, which were some good official visitors. You know, Javonte Barnes out of Arizona, Candon Brown, who we've touched on several times. Those guys coming in for official visitors, I mean, people can look through the list and cover all the official visitors, but some really good talent overall just coming in this weekend. It's amazing the way these guys can get kids in here to buy into what they're doing. And I think it really tells you kind of where recruits think this thing is heading. I know the record doesn't reflect that this year, but I think recruits really buy into what they're doing and that they're getting ready to really turn this around.
Rob's here, everybody.
Yeah.
Coming strong. Rob's coming strong.
50
pounds, Rob. Let's go, man. Miss you, Rob. Never even seen you. Talked to you yesterday on the live show. Still miss you nonetheless. He was just talking about earlier here about just their response here the last few weeks and continue to play hard shows just how bought in they are. The recruits are seeing that.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, it shows with a lot of the commits. Obviously, out of all the commits that are coming in, and we'll touch in on the official visitors shortly, but, you know, Antavius Woody is coming in this weekend. I think that's a massive news for FSU. He's the one that's kind of been going back and forth on FSU and Auburn. I think FSU is going to keep him now that he's coming. I think they're going to solidify that. And I think FSU will end up him as long as everything goes smoothly, and I think it will. I think he's the guy that they'll be able to get. I know list him as defensive tackle, but he's coming as offensive tackle. I think FSU is going to be able to keep him. And everyone asked me why would he stay with FSU? I think the big thing is FSU was on him before anybody. Really strong relationship with Alex Atkinson. He loves what they're doing. He loves where they're going. He knows as a player, he's going to get developed really well under Atkins. Certainly, I think that's a big part of it. And I think he just generally loves FSU. And Auburn did everything he did. He would visit there several times. But I think at the end, I think that relationship's definitely is winning out, at least right now in Antavious Woody. It's not over. You know, Auburn's pushing hard. They continue to push hard. But I think this visit this weekend says a lot about if he wants to be a part of this family and this buildup and the vision of Norvell.
From one Mike to another, Mike Osteen just wants to give you a shout out. He says, let's get these guys in here. Come see Ware County ASAP, he says.
Yes, I need to go over there. I'm going to go over there and watch those guys in the playoffs. Certainly, hopefully tomorrow maybe. But if not, I'll get into the playoffs. Ware County, keep doing what you're doing, guys. I hope to see you soon. But I appreciate it, Mike. Mike's a good dude. He's a good guy. I talk with often, and I appreciate the shout out, my man.
Eric Angel's here, and he brought Ulysses S. Grant with him. What up, Eric? He says, what's up, guys? Go, Michael. Keep these recruits coming. Whatever you have to do, keep them interested in FSU. That's not Michael's job. But he'll
no. Try. Yeah, that's not my job, and I definitely don't even try that. But I think FSU's doing a great job, Eric, of doing their jobs and really getting these kids to buy into what they're going to be, not so much what they are now. I think you see flashes of what these guys can be in these previous 3 weeks. And certainly when Jordan Travis plays, they're a definitely different team. Certainly they need him this weekend. I'm not out there, but sounds like he's going to play. But, you know, that's a big deal. Just you want to maximize everything you have. I think they're doing that. And I think you wondered if the vision would tamper off. I think this is a pure indication that they're going the upper swing as far as how kids would feel about them. As far as the next commitment, probably not Camden Brown's one guy I'd circle, wide receiver committed to Pittsburgh, officially visiting this weekend. He's always wanted an FSU offer. He got an FSU offer. Norvell offered him after seeing him live. That's a guy I've kind of circle, to kind of watch this weekend. And then we talked about the new official visitors. One guy that's on the list, this is the most interesting ad on that list, was Katron Allen. His nickname is Fat. He played with A.J. Duffy. He's a running back from IMG Academy. I want to say he's a Rivals 250 running back, really good. Probably the number one target that they would want in this class. He has had a phenomenal year at IMG. He passed up Aslan going to Michigan, Penn State, where he's committed to come to take an official visit to FSU. I think that's a big deal. That's a massive deal. He's one I'm really interested about because this is like his second or third visit to FSU. This one will be very detailed, obviously. And I think it's a big deal having him on campus. The Passover is such a big game like that for a school you're committed to. I think it speaks kind of volumes to, you know, his interest level in FSU. So that's one I'm really highly anticipating talking to Katron after it's over. As I said, he's really close to A.J. Duffy, and we know FSU would like to add a running back in this class. They have Rodney Hill. Boy, they would love to get a guy like Katron Allen to add in this class. Phenomenal back. So I think that's the guy that kind of circled. Other new names that are in there, Keontae Goodwin. He's committed to Kentucky. You'll like this, Aslan. He's a top 50 offensive tackle. Committed to Kentucky. Alabama's really pushing hard there. He's another one of those surprises that he's officially visiting FSU this weekend. Very tight with Alex Atkins. They're one of the ones how this came about. That's how it came about. He's been recruiting this kid hard, likes him a lot. He's been pushing hard for him. The relationship has gotten really strong the last 2-3 weeks, maybe in a month. So it's definitely pushing hard there too. And then the other surprise was defensive back Kamari Wilson. He's not committed anywhere, but I think he's a top 100 DB. FSU loves this kid. They'd love to finish off their DB class with him to go along with Sam McCall, Travis Hunter, those guys. He's very close with Travis Hunter. So, and he's visited FSU multiple times. Georgia seems to be the favorite from everything I can tell, but I think he's a guy that's always really been intrigued and excited about FSU. Like I said, close to Hunter. So they got a big opportunity to make a big impression on Kamari. So that's 7 official visitors this weekend. those are the three that were added today. Obviously, a massive opportunity for FSU to really make a big splash. And I think it's really big that A.J. Duffy and Travis Hunter will both be there this weekend working on these guys, being around the guys. Even Chris Parson, too, from the 2023 class. I think it's really big anytime you have your quarterbacks recruiting these guys because they listen to a lot. The quarterback's kind of the leader of this class. So when you have two there, plus you have Travis Hunter, you're going to have a lot of excitement this weekend in Tallahassee. So certainly a lot of big things developing. Heck, I mean, we might be talking now. They might add somebody else. I might get another one confirmed. So you never know. I mean, they're adding these guys like every 30 minutes, it feels like. So it's turned into a massive weekend, Aslan. It's going to be really big.
All right. Well, hey, Wes has gone ahead and messaged us saying that he's in the queue. Let's do this thing. But there's law and order around these parts, Wes. There's people in line ahead of you. But let's get to them then. Let's take our first phone call here on the Michael Langston call-in show, recruiting for warchant.com. And we go to a little town called Virginia Beach in the state of Virginia. 86th call from Gator Kirk. Gator, what's good, man?
Good evening, Noles fans. Let's go! Let's go! Beat the U! Beat the U!
How you guys doing, Michael? What's up, Aslan?
Busy day, Kirk, but doing really well, man.
All right.
Doing really
good. Just, you know.
Don't apologize
for me today.
Don't apologize. Don't apologize, Gator Kirk. Do you feel spread the joy, man? Be a rainbow. Be a beacon of hope for all of us, man.
No, I think everyone's jacked up, Kirk. Yeah, I mean, it's a big weekend. Everyone's jacked.
Go ahead, Michael. I'm playing air traffic controller. Michael, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Okay. We're trying to start talking. Kirk is, but big weekend, Kirk. Certainly, everyone's excited. Everyone's seen the visitor list can see the excitement that's building for this weekend. Might even add some more. We don't know, but what's on your mind, Kirk?
I have two questions. One, if we win, will you beat the U? Will you actually call me Gator just one time? And my second question is over or under four commits between now and early signing day.
Well, the first one, I will never call anybody that word on the show because I don't use that word. That rule, I just don't use that. He's Kirk. That's what I'm going to call him. I'll let Aslan handle it.
What's Ware County's mascot, Michael?
I can't say that word. It's sacrilegious. Okay. It's right. Sacrilegious. But the second one, I don't know. It's a wait and see of how these visits go, Kirk. So I can't really commit to, they're going to get four or five of the over or under. I can definitely see them reaching that number. So I will say that. But I can't say until these visits happen this weekend where it goes. Like I said, I'm very intrigued by this Catron Allen visit. That really intrigues me a lot. So I'm interested to see just how this visit goes for all the guys. I feel very good about the status of all the commits right now. I don't sense anyone that I'm worried about now that Antavius Woody is visiting this weekend. I feel pretty good about that one. So I feel really good about the status of where all these commits are. I think you could solidify that, not just with the uncommitted guys, but really show what these guys are coming into for this class to really put a good performance in this game. And I think it's a very realistic, real chance of winning this game. I think they can win this game.
I think we can as well. It's going to go down to the wire. I think it's going to be close. I appreciate everything you do. So much coverage out there. It's hard to keep up. Make sure you guys hit the thumbs up, join War Chant, support the Lunas, Zaxby's, all the other sponsors. Go Noles. Let's beat the tar out of those damn Canes. Can't stand that team. I haven't been able to since 83. So,
amen,
a lot
brother.
Of resentment there.
Amen,
good night,
brother. Gator Kirk in Virginia Beach, Virginia, everybody. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you.
What if I say G Kirk? Can I say that?
Well, G Kirk? I mean, his name is Gator. I mean, like, his it's not on his birth certificate, but he's been called Gator since he was like 6 years old, man. So it'd be like me calling you Langston. It'd be like Michael Jordan crushing my hopes and dreams. Like, I'm not only by Michael. So, hey, Langston.
My family, it's just sacrilegious to say that word. But I hear you. I'm a stick with what I've done and who I am. I'm going to call you Kirk. So, Kirk, well, I appreciate the call. I love the excitement, love the energy. Kind of probably what FSU is hoping to get this weekend, a lot of excitement and energy. So, Appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call, and we hope to see you soon.
I can't believe they're 11th, man. Like, everybody's been really cranking it up. Like, I mean, not that I'm complaining about 11th, but I mean, they were like top five a month and a half ago or so, weren't they?
Yeah, and then people are going to add guys, so you're gonna slip down some. Obviously, they can change that number with getting some big guys in this weekend. Certainly, they got a lot of recruits that they can really. You win this game, the recruiting momentum will be massive, to say the least. It'll be massive.
Let's go to North Carolina, Thomasville in particular. Let's go to Daryl, our guy, boots on the ground in the Tar Heel State. Daryl, good evening to you.
Touchdown, Florida State. How you doing, Haslam? How you doing, Michael?
Pretty good, man. I think FSU hopes they hear that a lot this weekend from Gene Dekeroff. So let's hope that
I hear you.
What's on your mind, Daryl?
As I just want to let you know, man, I've been representing that warchant.com hoodie that y'all sent me, and been wearing it all over the place up here in North Carolina. So, buddy, thank you very much for that.
No problem, man. Thank you for wearing it. Thank you for rocking it. Thanks for the support, as always.
Yes, sir. Michael, I got a couple of questions for you. Okay. I know Julian Armello's coming up here, and I know you said we got a really knock a home run with him, with Alabama and LSU all in the picture and teams like that. What is it? And I know it's been a while since he visited, but what does FSU really have to do to really sell and hit the home run with him in order to, really sell him on our program?
Well, originally he was going to come for this game. He's actually going to officially visit Penn State this weekend, actually, and he's coming back to FSU in December. Uh-huh. I talked with his dad last night. Okay. He kind of confirmed that. I think that works out better. You want him there for this FSU Miami game. Obviously, it's huge. But I think the main thing, a problem when you run into with the FSU Miami game, sometimes you don't get to spend as much time because there's so many recruits. You're talking about like 100 recruits there. I think they would prefer, him coming December. That's kind of what they want, because then you get to spend more time with them. Now, you still – the perfect world, you'd want FSU to get him for an unofficial visit this weekend, then come back in December, bam, you got things clicking. So, yeah, I think the main thing they need to show him is just because he watches them just about every weekend unless he's visiting somewhere. So I think the main thing is just consistency and just keep – obviously, if they win this game, whether no matter that he's going to Penn State for official visit, I think it's a big deal because he's going to watch it later. He's going to see what they do. I think getting a win like this kind of shows you the direction. It just comes back to winning. I think a lot of these kids just want to see them win some. You got to take that next step. I think when he visits in December for official visit, I think it's mainly just to see kind of what their plan is for him, how they're going to utilize him. I think he's comfortable with FSU. He grew up a fan of them, so I think he knows what FSU, the city of Tallahassee, is all about. He's there when he was a little kid. He understands what they want, what they want to do. I think the main thing is just pitching their plan for what they plan to do with him, how they plan to use him, is really the big things they need to nail on that visit. I think that's kind of what I'm looking for when he does eventually officially visit FSU.
Okay. And another question I have is Florida State is in real need of wide receivers and linebackers. And I know Coleman is a target of Florida State. And right. I think Pacenti, I think, is a linebacker that's supposed to be at Florida State this weekend at the Miami-Florida State game. What does Florida State need to do to sell these guys and guys like that to come to Florida State?
Well, I think with Kevin Coleman, I mean, if he's watched FSU play, I mean, it don't take a rocket scientist to see they need some elite receivers. They need some wide receiver ones. I mean, look, they have some nice serviceable guys, but you know, it's just that group is just not produced. So and the good news for FSU with Kevin Coleman is his biggest factor is playing early. He wants to get on the field. Well, I got news for you, Kevin. You got a good shot. So there's a good chance to play early. So I think he understands just the development of where they're going and certain things they're doing as far as taking steps to get to that point of where they want. So I know he feel he's excited about it. He's close friends with AJ Duffy. Certainly he likes the fact that he's coming in there. That will help him. Obviously, never know what happens, who wins the job next year, certainly. But I think they just need to go out there and win. I mean, I think winning cures a lot when you go out there. Whether he's supposed to officially visit Oregon, I think, this weekend, but you know, if FSU goes out there and wins, I'm sure he's going to go back and watch that game. They win this game, that's a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal to everybody. Guys like Marvin Jones, guys like Julian Armella, guys like Kevin Coleman, they want to see FSU take that next step. They believe in what their vision of where they're going, but it really speeds up the process when you go out there, you win a big game, win a big rivalry game. Then a few weeks later, you get a chance to do that again against Florida, who's really struggling on the field. So I think kids just want to see them take that next step, and that's kind of where they're going. And it kind of falls in the same category with Wesley Bisonte, who's visiting this weekend, unofficial visit. I think it's a big deal. Obviously, two of the teams that he's considering heavily, Miami and Florida State, FSU wins that game, that will have a big effect. I mean, I think that's a big deal to Wesley of how these teams look. Obviously, Miami's look better, so that's certainly helped their chances with Wesley. FSU has a chance to look better this weekend. So I think it's a big factor. It's not everything, but you want to see, you know, just how he can envision himself into that a defense. So I think that's the big thing that Wesley will be looking for as a recruit this weekend in Tallahassee.
All right, sir. Well, thanks a lot, Michael, you always do a great job, and I always enjoy reading your content and everything. And Aslan, you always do a great job of setting all this stuff up with everybody. And Seminole fans, get in that stadium early on Saturday. Let's rock that. Let's rock Doak Campbell Stadium. Let's whoop that hurricane. Let's turn that U from upside down. Let's bury it into Doak Campbell Stadium. Let's rock them hurricanes from one side of the field to the other. We're going to beat Miami 34-24. Go Noles. God bless y'all.
Daryl, Thomasville, wow. North Carolina, if you're not coming to Doak, what's your excuse now, people?
Yeah, I can't stress it enough how much this team really could use that kind of energy, the kind of energy that they saw in the Notre Dame game from the crowd. This is a big game. Crowds and energy and atmosphere really impact things. We've seen that throughout the whole college football landscape. FSU fans, you got a chance to do that this weekend for these guys. So, yeah, I just encourage people to get out there. I'm going to be there. Aslan's going to be there. So, won't be there. Well, I'll be there.
I'm in comfort of my house, man. I haven't been inside Doak to see a game since Alabama State in 19. I wasn't at any of the home games last year because of COVID. And then this year they limit the press box. I'm like, I'll just stay at home then. I like it.
I will be there for the first time in a while. So I will certainly be there. They need you guys. That's the best way I could put it. That atmosphere changes things. I'm not in cheerleading or anything. I'm just telling you what would impact the game. And they need the fans to really, you know, take them to the next level. And certainly it's going to be a crazy atmosphere. So hope to see some of you there. We'll see what happens.
We'll hop back here in the queue in a second. I know you don't like answering these questions, but Marlon's down in Miami. He's got to deal with all this stuff. He wants to see Florida State get better as soon as they can. So, Michael, coaches are the main recruiters. Which coach can we afford to lose, and which coach should we replace them with when you factor in the recruiting aspect? Beat Miami, please.
I hear you, Marlon, but I'm not going to do that as far as, you know, which coach you can afford to lose. I think they're all important. Obviously, the one guy everyone wants me to say is Adam Fuller, because it's been a struggle on defense at times during the season. I would say he would make the least like of of impact as far as their class, or you know, as far as you don't want to lose anybody, because that's the thing. It's like, I will say he makes the least amount of impact, but you still don't want to, I think, lose him from recruiting aspects, because kids want to see, you know, a firm foundation. You know, it's easy for people to see them every week and like, okay, they stink, time to fire the DC, let's get rid of them. And I'm not saying you don't. I'm just saying you got to think of the recruiting impact. Kids want to see stability across the board. So I just don't think you want to go to that direction. But if there is one guy, if I had to pick one, I'd say maybe Adam Fuller, or maybe Chris Marv had to pick two. But like I said, it's not a good situation all the time when you're losing coaches. You want to see this team has gone through so much coaching, changing all the time. You know, so at some point you have to see what these guys can do and go from there. I know there's struggles. I know there's places where you can get better. Obviously, there's several positions that could really drastically need to improve, and certainly ones that Coach Norvell is going to have to address over the season. But I don't want to just say which guy they can afford to lose, but I'll just say the ones that least likely that'll hurt them. But that's kind of the best way I can explain it. As far as who to replace, yeah, I don't know. It just, it really depends on, you know, the fit as far as what they have. I mean, there's no need to talk about guys of who they're replacing with until we get to the point of there's changes. So we'll just have to see what happens after the season, the evaluations Coach Norvell makes, but that's kind of my take on that.
All right. Back to the queue. Let's grab this phone call from Wes in the Villages. Wes, the air is yours.
Good evening. What's up, Aslan? What's going on, Michael?
Hey, Wes. What's going on, man?
Hey, not much. It's Miami week. Hey, so the visitor list this weekend was already, you know, extensive, pretty impressive. My question to you, Michael, is what do you think kind of prompted some of these late additions? And also, I know you said there could be others, but what do you think's prompting it?
Well, I think what's prompting it is where a lot of these recruits see this thing going. They know it's a big game too. But a lot of it's what's prompted is the relationships. I mean, these aren't guys that they, you know, Kamari Wilson, Caton Allen, you know, all these guys that have been added to this list aren't guys that are just, that they haven't been talking to. The only one that's probably the stunner would be Keontae Goodwin, but Atkins has been working on him overtime for all year to get him over for official visits. So there's established relate. That's the one consistency with all these guys, is there is established relationship throughout the whole year with these kids. It's been very detailed. They've been on these kids really hard. And I think they believe in what they're doing, and they believe, like for Goodwin, for instance, he believes in what Atkins does with development. I mean, it speaks highly about what he feels that, you know, Atkins can do with him. And then the same goes for, you know, the offense with, you know, Caton Allen. And then certainly, you know, Kamari Wilson, they feel like, you know, FSU is on the cusp of taking this to it. I know it doesn't show it on the schedule and on the results, but I think kids see that and recruits see that. That's why I said, don't pay attention to just what the record is this year. The record is should be, you know, the least thing that you're focused on. It should be what the product looks like, what the, you know, the different steps they're taking. Eventually you have to take the step, which is this weekend, which is winning. You know, winning the game, winning big games. Certainly they got a big win against North Carolina on the road. That's a big one. But you have to they want to see it consistently where you're doing that. And certainly when you play a rival, it has a dramatic effect on recruits where they really can see the vision. But I think there's just a tremendous amount of excitement of where this is going. Now, you know, can they do it? I mean, certainly a win is massive. I mean, it's a tidal wave of recruiting momentum if you can win the game. So I think that's the main thing. This is no longer like, oh, they played good, I see some growth. No, they got to win. Need to win this game. I mean, need to get it done. So I think kids see that they can do that, and I think they're excited about it. And I think certainly, you know, big opportunity. But that's kind of what I think's prompted all these late additions and the visitor list.
Very good, very good. And also, I want to get your thoughts on Chuba Purdy leaving and how that impacts the QB room with regard to recruiting recruiting. Clearly, they love A.J. Duffy. He'll be on campus in less than 2 months. And Parson, he there's no way that kid should be rated a 3-star. It's just a matter of time before he's a 4. Right. But he's 2023. Do you think, and obviously it seems like Rodemaker isn't really developing, and Jordan, we know what his limitations, he's still working on things. Do you see them going? I don't think they're going to go for another 2022 quarterback, but do you think they'll pursue a potential transfer, or do you think they'll stick with what they got? What are your thoughts from the Purdy leave until going forward, how you kind of see it playing out?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think it'll be a portal guy. I think they will go after a portal guy. I think I've kept that same feeling for a while. Even before this Chuba news went down, I just think you need an established guy that's going to push Jordan. Now, I'm not saying AJ won't. AJ's going to come in there. AJ's a legit candidate for to win that starting job, but I think you need more than two. So far, we haven't seen a lot of Rodemaker, so you wonder where he sits or even if he's going to be here with how that's shaking out. And then, Chuba Purdy injuries just derailed his development and getting so far behind these guys, and just he didn't feel like he was doing, he was taking the next steps to really just, take over and win that job, which has probably led to, him deciding to go somewhere else and start somewhere new. So you just didn't feel like that was going there. But yeah, I think it's very important for them to add a quarterback from the portal. Now, it has to be the right fit. We see a lot of nice names out there. Certainly, there's a lot of talented guys that can fit, but it doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what Aslan thinks. It's a matter of what fits FSU's program, what Norvell feels like, hey, I got to have this guy. I think he suits everything we're kind of looking for from a culture standpoint, from a competitive standpoint, from a guy that we feel can come in there. This guy can help our football team. So I think it has to be the right guy, but I do think they'll get a quarterback from the portal. That's my opinion.
Excellent. Well, anyway, have fun this weekend. I know you're going to have your hands full, and I hate to wish extra work for you, but when Florida State whoops up on Miami, going to be maybe some kids commit. All kinds of good stuff going down. So take a deep breath and get you some caffeine pills or something, because you're going to probably need it. So I wish you all the best with it. And hopefully we got something good to celebrate on the other side. And you guys have a good evening. Aslan, thanks for taking the call. And keep up the good work. Can't wait to see the video you guys put out for the picks, see what your pick is. I'm always curious to see which way you're going to go. And everybody, before the night's over, don't forget to hit that thumbs up. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, as well as warchant.com, the best in the business. Support DeLuna, support Zaxby's. Go Noles, beat the candy canes. I'm out. Bye.
Boom. Corey says, by the way, thanks for the call. It's Wes in the Villages.
Yeah, I think look, we know it's going to be a busy weekend. Austin's going to be out there helping me this weekend with the 7 official visitors and whoever else left we can get, after the weekend's over. Certainly we encourage, we hope there's commits. I mean, that's perfect. Certainly we, obviously big activity and positive activity is never a bad thing, Wes. So y'all don't have to worry about me. I mean, me being rest or caffeine free or caffeine full, it doesn't matter. I'm going to be ready. I'm pumped up. I'm ready to just, I'm just ready for this weekend. I can't wait for, what's going to happen. Just the responses, the reactions of these recruits, and it's going to be a big weekend.
Get Down or Lay Down asks, Michael, any recruits from Clay County worth noting? That's my old stomping grounds. Clay High, stand up.
Not yet. They had a couple years ago with Chance Williams, and I think the offensive lineman, Jalen Rivers, but they're around that area. But not right now yet. Not yet, but hang in there. It's probably coming.
Blake Richard Manning, do we have any legitimate chance of landing another 5-star?
Not yet. That's a list is a 5-star.
I thought Kevin Coleman's not 5-star.
Well, Kevin Coleman, yeah, Kevin Coleman's one certainly that I would put up there. Tyree West is a 5-star, so certainly, there's several guys. Tyree West, Kevin Coleman, those are certain guys. And in the 2023 class, I think Jaylen Brown, wide receiver. He's coming this weekend. Certainly they need receivers. That's my number one portal, or that's number one priority need, in my opinion, from the portal is wide receiver. If there's, we saw FSU rack up on the defensive line last year with Kier Thomas and Jermaine Johnson. I think wide receiver is just as important this year. Obviously, hadn't kind of got the explosion they were hoping from Andrew Parchman yet. So I think the receiver position is going to be a big deal and the number one deal for the portal this year with FSU. So certainly going to rack up on the high school kids, but those are kind of some of the guys, Blake, for me.
How about Scott Chastain going outside the box? One position we're not talking about, kicker. Will they be recruiting a kicker, do you think?
Yeah, if they do, I don't know if they're going to have a scholarship spot to take a kicker. I just can't see that, that them having room for a scholarship spot. Yes, I know Ryan has had a struggling year, missed several extra points. It's infuriating to watch. Certainly that's a position they're going to have to address. Whether they get a guy, a walk-on, or even, you know, we don't talk about it much, maybe a portal kicker. You know, maybe they go that direction. I don't know. I haven't heard that they're recruiting a kicker specifically, but it's definitely something that, from what I've heard, it's a position they're going to certainly heavily evaluate.
Speaking of the portal, get down or lay down, his name's Kyle, asks, do we have a breakdown on how much room we're leaving for portal entries?
I would say around 6 or 7 is what they're kind of wanting to get, 6 or 7 guys. You know, there's not like a specific number. That's just me spitballing and throwing a number out. It could be more than that, but that's what I have right now. Yes, they always leave a potential round of what they're looking for as far as from the portal. For now, it'd be 6 or 7. It could go higher than that. But it just really depends on once this thing starts getting active. They're not serious. So I haven't posted my transfer portal update yet because I'm waiting for things to get really serious with guys. And then I'm going to put a watch up soon, probably because this weekend I'm probably going to be busy, but probably around Monday or Tuesday, I think I'm going to have a portal update. So get ready for that. I'll have some guys to watch. I'm kind of waiting as long as I can, but now I feel like I have enough where I'm gonna throw something together, but really they're not really dead, really pushing serious for a guy yet. So they're being very selective as far as the guys, just kind of like last year. So, but I think I will have some guys that to look for and then kind of watch for going forward, because the portal activity is about to really explode. I think this is the time where you really see things take off.
Patrick Rose asks, do we have a shot at landing Shamar James?
Well, got a better shot than you had before with him not visiting. So certainly there's a chance. Georgia, Alabama, Texas A&M, those are the main teams that I hear, you know, pushing for him. A lot of people think, some people think Alabama, some people think Texas A&M. Those are the two teams I hear more than often. But, yeah, there's definitely a chance. I mean, Mobile's not a long ways away from FSU. It's close to home. It's not too far. And he certainly one of the big things for him is getting on the field early. Certainly he would do that at FSU. They need linebacker help. It's no secret. So they have a shot. How good, I don't know until I really get a feel for the visit from people inside that are with the visit or around the visit that really can kind of give me the interactions of what's going on and, you know, just how it's going. But anytime a kid's officially visiting, especially this late in the season, especially for a rivalry game, they're pretty serious about that school. So certainly FSU has a great opportunity, and it's hard to beat out, you know, programs that are already established like Texas A&M, Alabama, Georgia. But certainly there's been a long-time interest from Shamar and FSU, even when he was committed to Florida, and things have picked up a lot in the last few months as far as the talking and communication. So he's very intrigued by, you know, what how he could fit into that defense. So I think that's what he wants to see, just what these guys do. Does this fit my skill set? And then two, just his comfort level around that atmosphere and what he's like, and then compare that to the other places. But I think it's a big deal that he's on campus. And, yeah, I agree with you. He's probably one of the best linebackers they definitely have coming in this weekend. But anytime you're in there, it's a big deal to get them on campus.
Mark Linder asks, there's a linebacker committed to LSU. His name escapes him, though. Is he a possible flip?
Yeah, he's talking about DeMario Tolan. He's committed to LSU right now. He's actually officially visiting Tennessee this weekend for the Georgia game. This will be the second straight week he sees Georgia. I personally think if he flips, he's probably going to Georgia. That's my guess. He's very serious about FSU. Like, he is very serious. He's visiting them in the summer. He plans to come back in December to officially visit FSU. So there's going to be a chance there. But if he was going to flip, I think it would be to Georgia right now, if I had to guess.
Mark Sermons asks, do college coaches around the country realize how bad the high school coaching is in South Florida? Do they take that into consideration when they bring in recruits?
Not really, Mark. I don't think they're looking. I think they're looking at the prospect and what they see. Sure, there's criticism. I'm sure that what the kids do and maybe the way the kids will utilize in their minds, but that's something you keep between the coaches. High school coaches all around the country, there's some really good high school coaches. So I don't think they factor into how bad a coach is in high school. I think they're mainly focused on, does this kid fit what we want culturally? Does this kid fit what can he play here? Is he the best? Is he the best we want? Is he the elite that we need to have inside our program? So I think they evaluate on their own, not so much what a high school coach or whether good or bad. I don't think they focus on that. I think they focus on what the kid's going to bring to their program.
Daryl's back with a question. Who's the five-star defensive back from IMG that's coming this weekend?
Yeah, we discussed him earlier. That's Corey Whitson, from defensive back from IMG. He's coming in. Most feel Georgia is the favorite, but like I said before, he's very tight with Travis. Travis and him are very tied in. Even saw on it, he visited in the summer, and Kamari likes basketball too. He even had a little conversation with Coach Hamilton, who showed up one of those summer visits. So I think he's serious and the interest is legit. And the commits always mention this kid to me all the time. Like they've said, we're on this guy. He always talks highly about FSU. So I think the interest is very legit. Now beating Georgia, that's tough. I mean, that's always tough. Georgia's the number one team in the country. But there's always an intrigue and excitement that he loves about FSU, and he keeps coming back. And certainly, I think, like I said, it's a big deal when you're coming over for an official visit, especially when you could go anywhere else. There's a lot of places you could go for official visits, or it's just visits in general. And the fact that he's coming over, he's going to be around Travis a lot. Certainly, it's a big ding. It's a big deal.
Mark's back asking, is Chris Parsons going to be here?
Yes, he will.
Okay. Awesome.
Check the list out, guys. They're all on there. Check the visitor list out. It's right on the PRB. It's pinned at the top. It's massive. You can see all the guys that have been confirmed, and it's certainly it's a big list, and it keeps expanding. And certainly we'll have a preview coming up of this visitor list. But go to the visitor list on the PRB, guys. It's right there. You can see every guy confirmed, and certainly going to be a big weekend. So a lot of elite prospects.
Let's head on out to the Rocky Mountains. Let's go to the West. Let's go to Kyle in Colorado. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, what's going on? It's also get down and lay down for all you guys who know me on the
All right, nice.
There you go.
Just had a quick question. I don't want to give away too much of the secret sauce, but do we know what the coaches are telling the receivers who are looking at our offense and saying, I don't want to block, I want the ball? And secondly, are there any recruits who decommitted who might be back in the fold later? Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
Thank you for the call. The first question, I don't know what was he trying to say, Aslan? What's kind of the question?
Well, you know, I think Corey mentioned this on the podcast about, like, if you're going to try to recruit a wide receiver right now, like, the leading receiver from Florida State is Keyshawn Helton with 18 catches. So is Cam McDonald. He's got 18 catches. And, you know, Keyshawn's got like 230 yards. That's probably not going to really appeal to a lot of receivers that want to come make big plays. So, you know, Corey was saying they're probably going to sit down with these kids and show them, like, hey, look, like, this is the concept that we're running. We schemed this guy open.
Right.
But as you can see, he didn't make the catch. We think you, I mean, do we know what they're trying to do to sell these kids on the fact that, hey, you're not going to come here and just block at wide receiver. We want to throw the ball.
Yeah, they want playmakers. I mean, as Norvell said, this is a place where, you know, playmakers thrive. They need dudes. Let's just call it what it is. They need dudes. They do not have the dudes. Malik McClain, I love him. He's going to be a really good player. Keyshawn Helton, they try hard. Ontario Wilson tries hard. Jordan Young tries hard. But these guys aren't executing. They need some dudes. I think they have some players in there. I think Joshua Burrell is going to be really good. I think they have some guys like Joshua Burrell, Malik McClain. I mean, Destin Hill is supposed to be here in January. And then you have some really guys like Devon Mortimer, who's coming over. He's also visiting this weekend. He is a flash. He's a speed merchant. He's a separation guy. He's going to add a lot to – they need some dudes. I mean, they need some dudes. That's what they say to guys like Kevin Coleman and Devon Mortimer. We need you so we know when we run this play, this concept, that you're going to make plays. You're going to get open. You're going to help the quarterback. You're going to do the things that we need to do as far as getting explosive plays. I mean, that's what they need. And so that's kind of the message they're sending to recruits, that we need dudes that can go in there and change the game, help our quarterback, and make big plays.
Right on, man. Let's see here. It's Kyle back. Get down or lay down. Has the coaching shakeup in Gainesville made any recruits soften their commitment to the other Florida school?
Well, they already had a decommitment today. It was actually a flip. Raymond Cottrell, who's actually coming to FSU this weekend, he flipped from Florida to Georgia. Certainly, it's a mess over there. They just fired their offensive line coach, and they just fired their defensive coordinator, which both of them were probably well overdue. It's a mess there right now. They're trying to figure stuff out. Obviously, I think it's just going to get worse, because eventually if this continues, you're going to have to fire the head coach, and then they're going to be starting over and figuring some stuff out. But there's a lot of guys that are definitely considering other places. There's, for the most part, their commits have stayed, pretty much solid, but there's a lot of them that are questioning, what they're going to do or looking at other schools and taking official visits. So definitely, there's some influx going on as far as figuring out what they're going to do. But certainly it's something that FSU could capitalize on. But the only way you capitalize on it is you actually start winning consistently, give them a reason to come here. And it starts this weekend where I think you could have a big deal as far as going out there, winning a rivalry game, a statement game, a game that's going to impact the whole state of Florida if you win. So, yes, but FSU has to take care of their own self before they worry about, what other rivals are doing. Right now, that should be the focus. And I know that wasn't part of his question, but that's kind of leads into it, that FSU has to do their part so they can sell, where they're going.
Mark Sermons asks, are we done with Jennings Jr. now that he's leaving Miami since he shunned us the first time?
I think you're thinking of the other Jennings. He's at Maryland. The other Jennings is the one that was committed. He was at Maryland. I don't think they really recruited this one that hard that I can remember. It just didn't work out at Miami, but, no, I don't think they're recruiting him. Now, if the guy from Maryland went in the portal, that could be interesting, because he was a guy that loves FSU and certainly, one that, I think FSU would definitely take a look at.
Kyle's posted messages. He's called us, and now he's given us currency. $20 says, you're the dudes. Love you. Hashtag Horn Gang.
Awesome. Awesome.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. That's about all we've got. Let's see if we got any more. We'll take maybe another question or two here as we wait for some stuff to percolate. Tyson Watson says, looking forward to a good game. He says 40. Oh, that's not. Come on. Come on, Tyson. What do you think, Michael? What do you got? What's your prediction for the game?
You can't come in an FSU recruiting chat and say Miami's going to win. I mean, can you? I guess you can. It's going to be interesting. I'm going to say I've been going against them every week, but I think this week they're going to get it done. I think it's going to be FSU 28-24.
Okay.
That's my pick.
Let me ask you this. Would you rather have the lead at the start of the second quarter, or would you rather have the ball last in the game?
Well, I think it's important for FSU to get the lead, so I would go with the lead because they play differently when they're in the lead. Miami hasn't had to experience too much of being behind. I think it's very important with the way this offense is run. It's a predominantly running game type of offense. So when you get the lead in that second quarter, you can establish and dictate where the pace is going to go. You know, you can suck the air out of the ball. You could take possessions away from Miami. They're going to press a little bit. If you do that and you have that lead. So I personally would rather have the lead in the second quarter, basically because of how this offense is built. This offense isn't built to come back from big margins. This offense is built on getting a lead and being able to establish that lead and keep that lead. And I think so them getting a lead, I think a 2-score lead by FSU at any point in this game is a major deal. So if they can somehow pull that off, maybe get a 10-point lead, that will be a big deal for FSU and the momentum and the way this game could flow and rotate.
All right, man. That's about it. A wrap then, Michael. So what do folks have to look forward to over warchant.com as the Miami week gets closer to kick?
Yeah. So we have several things coming up. I have my preview coming up. Like I said, changed 5 or 6 times at the Tex Ira. It's like, hey, I changed it up again. So we'll have a big preview. It'll be 3 things to watch in this game, recruiting wise, what to watch for. And then our own Austin Cox is going to have a breakdown of, you know, former recruiting wins from FSU and Miami. So there's a lot of good ones in there, including, you know, kind of the recent ones, for 2022, 2023, there's going to be some thrown in there. So Austin's going to break that down. So we have that coming up. A lot of great coverage. If you haven't missed it, look at the team breakdown of the game. I think, all our team guys did a phenomenal job with that. It's a good read. It's a lot of good stuff on there. And then, as usual, we'll have recruit reactions. We'll have plenty of post-game stuff for the weekend. But that's kind of what's coming up. Several previews, one from me, one from Austin. You know, we're all cooking it.
I lied at the buzzer. Lee Corso in it. Not so fast.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Scott Chastain dropped $75 in the jar, right? Scott, thanks, man. It says, Michael, I hope you and the family are doing better. So that's always nice. Mm-hmm. Recruits that you have spoken with, how many current coaches are elite recruiters? I know on-field performance must improve, but we seem to lose out more on top players at other schools.
Well, when you're 3-6, it kind of does that, Scott. But I think there's a lot of elite recruiters on this staff. Like, I think Marcus Woodson's fairly good. I think David Johnson does a really good job in connecting with kids. I think we all know Odell's does a great job every year. Odell's really solid in how they develop with the relationships. And so I think there's a lot of elite recruiters on the staff. I think Coach JP at defensive end is a really good recruiter. I mean, I think he does a really good job. So I don't think there's too many guys that I can list like, oh, they're not solid. I mean, I think there's like 2 or 3 elite recruiters for sure that kind of fit what Scott's talking about. But, really, Scott, this weekend with the visitors kind of tells you how good recruiters they are, that they can get these kids on campus and they're 3-6. I mean, that says a lot. And it tells you about the belief from these recruits in these coaches. And so I think the main thing, and you kind of pointed out, Scott, they just got to win. I mean, and I think it all starts this weekend. You got to win on the field. That's what it comes down to. Like, you win, eventually you have to take that next step. And this weekend needs to be that next step. This is a Super Bowl. This is the big one. Gosh. Sorry, guys.
All right. It's a big game. It's a big game. We appreciate y'all for being here. Michael says, they got to win. This is the opportunity. Seize it. Win the big game. Get everybody back on board. Get some of these kids to flip and be big time recruits to help the climb out. Stay connected to warchant.com. Again, Michael, Austin got you covered. Plenty of things recruiting wise, plenty of things team wise, betting wise, podcast wise. It's all over warchant.com, the ultimate sentinel sports source. Thanks to Rob. Thanks to Scott. Thanks to Get Down or Lay Down. Who else threw $50? Eric, thank you to all of you. Hit the thumbs up on the way out. We appreciate it. For Michael, I'm Aslan. Thanks for watching the WarChant.com recruiting call-in show with Michael Langston.
Thank you, guys.